Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or other use of this show without the express written consent of the Financial Guys LLC is strictly prohibited.
Securities offered through Peak Broker Services, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management or BlackRock Asset Management. Financial Guys, Independent Solutions, and BlackRock Asset Management are not an affiliate of Peak Broker Services, Inc.
This is my problem with a lot of this stuff, is that, especially with Dr. Fauci, he just completely pulls stuff out of his ass and just makes it up. And the media goes, oh, well, doctor, it's like he's a disciple. He's a god, right? Good morning. Welcome to the Financial Guys podcast. Glenn Wiggle, Michael Lomas, and apparently I have a swollen eye this morning, so I'll see what
try to fix that. Were that pretty before your swollen eye. So.
I'm just teasing. It was funny because I was just telling Kelsey this morning, she was sneezing her head off, and I'm like, I take my allergy meds on a regular basis, and then my allergies go away. And then I'm like, okay, cool, I don't have allergies right now, so I stopped taking the meds. And then my allergies come back. I'm like, damn it. And so, you know, the whole cycle repeats over and over again. That's how I roll. So.
As long as it's not COVID, that's all you need to worry about.
Exactly. So I got a bunch of videos.
Everything
today.
Else in the world doesn't matter as long as it's not COVID.
Well, let me start with this. I mean, let's just jump right to videos. I got a whole bunch today, so you might as well jump right to it. Now, I don't know if you saw this one, Mike. Alberta Chief Health Officer Dina Hinshaw, going forward, if people decline to get COVID tested but they're home sick, they're just going to assume it's COVID.
Yeah, we're just going to assume it. Well, they've been doing that in the hospital since the beginning of this.
But now they're not even like, well, you tested positive, but you got in a head-on car crash. You jumped off a bridge, but you tested positive. You OD'd on whatever, but you tested positive, right?
That nurse on from Rochester, Glenn, she said she never saw anything like it. They would test somebody for COVID, and if they came back negative, they would test them again and again and again, knowing that the machine at some point would register a cold or something that would trick it to say COVID. Disgusting.
Let me play this. This is crazy. This is right from the health. Yeah. This is Canada now. This is what the whole world's going to.
Yeah. So
Canada
we do
and
have
New
that
York.
Framework where schools, if they see that there are an increased number of schools. Children who are ill because of respiratory illness, again, or teachers or staff, they can work with Alberta Health Services. And in some ways, that is adding an additional layer of protection, because if individuals choose to not get tested for COVID but are home with an illness, they're now counted in the list as being part of that outbreak. And so it's less dependent.
Why not?
So we're just going to – here's how they're going to say, oh, my God, it is affecting the kids now, Mike.
Right.
It is really affecting kids.
Look at the numbers.
Look at the numbers, right? I mean, just look at what's going on. So whether it's flu, whether it's respiratory illness, whether it's food poisoning, which is – apparently
gas.
There's some sort of a bad food something going around the entire country, because there's been food poisoning cases. I know people in Buffalo. I know people in Florida.
None of it anymore, Glenn.
But
none
now if you don't get tested – they're just going to assume COVID. So food poisoning,
it's a Delta
COVID,
variant.
Flu, COVID.
It's a Delta variant. By the way, and for those of you, here's the thing with this virus, by the way. And I'm going to say this. We've been very blessed in a sense that this virus has been less deadly than almost any other flu ever for kids. Right. Mm-hmm. And what I don't understand is we've got these kids masked up. We've got them hiding from a flu that is less deadly than any other flu.
I'm pretty certain.
I mean, you really can't even measure it.
It's all about conditioning these kids for their future communist leaders. Because honest to God, it's like,
and they're winning, by the way. They're winning.
20, 30 years ago, they infiltrated the schools, right? 20, 30 years ago, right? You got, I guess it's been 40 years almost now. Jimmy Carter, right?
Yep.
Centralized. For all those folks that say, and I know there's not many watching this, but you know, I'm amazed at the faith that people put in government. I'm just amazed when people say, you know what? God, I'm going to trust a government bureaucrat to make things fair for me. Right.
Considering, Glenn, it's failed every single time.
Every time.
Every single time we've had big government and we've leaned on bigger government and trusted big government, it's been a miserable failure.
Every single time.
Including leading to the deaths of millions of people and people getting more poor. And there's never been an outcome where we've gone, God, let's look back at history. Where did big government really work out well?
Right.
Never.
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 Well, if it did, we would just spend more and more money, right? Because that's the way it works. But you go back to 1977, 1978, Jimmy Carter enacts the Education Department. Now it centralizes in Washington, takes away a lot of the power of the states when it came to curriculum and things like that, centralizes things in Washington, and creates a national network Once that happened, we have been declining in the on the world's rankings of education ever since, right?
It's a swamp.
It's the swamp. You centralize it, and then it just becomes, you detach it. You know, I was watching, listening to Bongino. He quoted, I'll play it today, a great piece from Milton Friedman, you know, talking about the four ways you can spend money, right? You can spend your own money on things for you. Right, you're always going to be the most cautious with how much you spend, mm-hmm. but you're always going to be very conscious of the quality because you're spending it on yourself. You can spend your own money on other people, right? So mm-hmm. you're still going to be conscious about how much you spend, but maybe sure. not as concerned about the quality of what you're purchasing, right? You can mm-hmm. spend somebody else's money on things for you, right? You can be out on the boss's credit card. Of course, you now are concerned about quality. You want to get a nice meal, but you're less mm-hmm. concerned about price. And then you yeah. can spend other people's money on other people. Mm. That's our education system. And a lot sure. of other things in Washington, right, where they're spending your tax money on kids or other people. They're spending other people's money. They have no concern for what it costs. And they're spending other people's money on other people. They're not yeah. concerned about the quality, right?
No.
Look at the quality of public education in many places. Some places are good. Right, they've got some thriving places that have done very, very well in their public school districts.
So,
right?
Some places are okay.
Some are okay.
Really, you can't, because for the cost mm-hmm. of what you're receiving compared right. to what you're getting, going back to your analogy, I can't think of a place in the country where I can say the private or the public education is better than the private education. Mm-hmm. And most of the times, 99% of the time, the cost of the public school is more expensive than the private right. school right down the street when you break it down per child.
So right? you can take any government program and you can say you're spending other people's money on other people. These are the bureaucrats mm-hmm. in Washington that could care less about cost mm-hmm. or quality, right?
Yep.
So you get crappy quality at a ridiculous cost, right? To your point, you're spending oodles of money on public education with mediocre yep. results, right? So yeah. this is the problem with big Washington
mediocre
and big government.
Mediocre to shitty results. Mediocre yeah. to crappy results.
But this yeah. is the problem with big government, right? And nobody in Washington now is advocating for smaller government anymore at all.
No.
At all.
No.
It's all about give me control and I'll make it right. Give me control right. and I'll spend money in the
well,
way that you
package.
Want to spend
$3.5 trillion they're negotiating. There's a Republicans. For stop.
Right. Stop. What are you doing?
Oh, we don't want to shut down the government. Why? We need to shut down the government. We need to shut down the government for like 2-3 years.
Let's be honest. 90% of the people in this country would have not even skip a beat. Remember the last time we shut down the government? All those heartwarming stories, right? Michelle Maybelle Obama planted all these wonderful tomatoes, but there were no peasants working in the White House to pick them. So there they were just rotting on the vine. Remember there was a news story about that, right? And what a joke.
I'm sure her and Barack were going to go out and
nope,
feed the
couldn't
homeless
pick them herself.
Yeah.
Couldn't possibly go out there and get herself, you know, dirty to pick her own tomatoes at you. But no. Remember the lady in Minnesota? She couldn't open her she couldn't renew her beauty supply license or her hairdressing license. So she was unable to start her career off on the right path because of this government shutdown, right? Maybe we shouldn't be licensing every little aspect of life anymore. We're not a free people anymore. Everything we do has got to have a license, a permit, a requirement. Some bureaucrat's going to approve this or oversee
it. They are winning at levels we've never seen before. The left is winning at levels we've never seen. And, you know, we've got video after video of Biden talking about securing the border years ago. You can't have open borders, right? I mean, they have gone so far to the left, and they are winning. They are winning. And 50% of the country, let's just say, let's divide it right down and have 50% of the country thinks like you and I. But only 3% of them actually have a set of stones to take the face diaper off and walk into a Walmart. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really crazy.
Yeah, well, most people
to see
are
how
confrontation
fast.
Avoidance, right? They don't want to have that type of confrontation.
But
unfortunately,
the left
loves it.
They will not stop. They are just, I give them credit where credit's due. They are relentless. Mm-hmm. Like just when you think, I was at a Bills game a few weeks ago. I went to see Billy Joel and I'm thinking, oh my God, are we going back to normal? Like this is, I can't believe. And sure enough,
then you get punished.
The left, the minute the left saw that they're having fun. By the way, this is how you know. This is how you know that these dirtbags on the left are out for control and they do care less about this virus. The people getting that need to get vaccinated to go into a Bills game are the people watching the game. The people that work there that are managing your food and putting their fingers in your food, they are not. They don't need to be vaccinated.
Oh,
there's no requirement for them, right? So the people coughing on your hot dog, apparently it's just fine, right?
But the unwashed masses, they can't. Yeah. They couldn't. Yeah. Yes, I get it.
Yeah, the people sitting out in the open. Well,
the little people, right? I mean, look at all these mandates they put in place, and they violate them themselves. Look at all these videos. I could play video after video, and maybe we'll try to find some in my Twitter feed here, where they put the mask on just for the photo. I mean, Kathy Hochul was just there, right? Now, the funny thing is, Kathy Hochul, the now governor of New York, is completely ignored by the media because de Blasio's there. She's, like, trying to catch up like a puppy dog. It was hilarious. But they're all walking through. Oh, okay, we're going to get cameras on that. We're going to walk out. Okay, should we put our masks on? They're literally all walking together into this place, no mask, talking, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But then when they're going to get the photo op, they didn't realize the cameras were on at that point. And so when they're going to get the photo op, then they put the mask on.
Don't need to.
I'll find that.
How are you and I the only ones calling that hypocrisy out?
I'll find
that
video.
Turn on the local 247 in Buffalo, New York, or the local stations in Rochester, Syracuse. Nobody's playing it.
No,
they don't care.
No.
They don't care. They don't care.
They're told what to do now. I mean, it's honest to God. Yeah. When you look at... You
won't get an interview again if you open your mouth. So.
No, exactly. That's exactly what they're
saying. Well, then look at what happened to Matt Lauer. I mean...
Yep, exactly. Yeah, right. Exactly right.
Might be a little nervous, too.
Let me find, where do I find my profile here so I can find that video? I got to find this video because it's just hilarious. But, yeah, so anyway, so they put the, you know, we had that, what's her name, Ocasio Cortez, you know, they're all talking, they're all sitting together. Then the pictures are going to be, we're going to take a picture. Okay, great. Let me get my mask on. We'll have to put this on.
Yeah.
If I go back this far, I don't know if I can go.
Hillary said she was going to get Matt. Now, Matt deserved it, by the way, but.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no. Well, yes,
he 100% deserved it, but he would have never been exposed had he not gone against Hillary and the machine.
I'm not sure if I can go back that far. I may not have that video handy. Actually, oh, here it is.
You got to get the video.
Oh, this is classic. All right, now here's the thing, though. I got to be able to.
We need the one of Hochul this week.
You won't be able to hear this.
Calling on
this
God.
Is where Merkel is here. This is where. Not Merkel. Who's Prince Harry is married to the Spice Girl? What's her name? Tell me out here, somebody.
The Spice
Girl. Right? Wasn't she a Spice Girl? Well, come on. I know, Lily, somebody jump in here. No, who is it? Yeah, Meghan Merkel. That's it. That's right.
Meghan Markle. Let me show she wasn't a Spice
Markle.
Girl.
What did I say? Merkel? I'm thinking Angela Merkel from Germany. Markle. What's that? No. She was a Spice Girl, wasn't she?
No, I don't think she was, Glenn.
Well, who's the one married to the prince? Here, I'll play it. I'll put it on screen.
Meghan Merkel. Yeah, but she's not a Spice Girl.
Markle,
Meghan, Markle. Whatever. She's not a Spice Girl.
She's
though.
Not. Well, what did, wasn't didn't one of them like a?
She's was, very
one of them
polished,
were they were
way.
Singers, though, right? Wasn't she? No, there's definitely. I saw a video. I'm telling you. Let's see here. Entire screen. No, not entire screen. Window. Here it is. Here we go. Okay. So you won't be able to hear it, unfortunately, because I don't think the volume works well. But let me. All right. This is painful on this program here. I'm sorry. Over here now. All right, got it. Okay, now you can see it still. Okay, here we go. Mm-hmm. Okay, they don't realize the masks are on. Okay, now we're gonna take some photos now, guys. We're gonna take a photo.
All right,
we're gonna get the photo
this
in.
This is priceless.
Okay, now, not yet. Okay, now we're not. Okay, now, okay, now.
Are on.
Okay, now we're gonna
cameras
get them on. We're gonna
look at
walk
DeBlasio.
Outside.
Look at Dirtbag
sure
DeBlasio.
Everybody... Okay,
just
come on.
Standing next to everybody. Dirtbag
Ready?
DeBlasio.
Okay, cameras are rolling. Okay, get the shot now. Ready? Here we go. All right, now get the photo op. Okay, now we're walking. Now we're having the conversation with our man. What a joke. I mean, seriously. Wait, now I got to stop.
But they're winning. They're rolling over the country. They are rolling over the country. This stupidity you can't make up. You really can't.
But the
anybody
thing is
with a brain in their head has got to say these liberals are just dirtbags. Please stop.
They get caught
but they don't.
Over and over.
I know.
How do you explain that? Just somebody in the media. How do you explain that? Just explain that to me. They weren't worried for a second. Oh, but then they realized that, oh, my God, we should probably put these on? I mean, they're all vaccinated, right? I'm assuming everybody on that camera right there is vaccinated for sure.
Lily,
right?
is there any way we can get some music behind there, like circus music, and post that? Like,
I mean, we could do a montage of all that with circus music. Yeah. I mean, honest to God, there's so many of those. I like my own narration. You don't need to hear this stuff. It's good.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Unreal.
It's beyond asinine.
All right. Let's play something else here. What else we got on the video roll?
Well, we got to talk about Hochul this week, calling on God.
She's got a direct line.
Yeah, she's got a direct line to God. Now, apparently, it's okay if you're a Democrat to abort a child as it's coming out of the womb now. Mm-hmm. But if you're not going to get vaccinated, you might kill your neighbor. And that is, we got to call a direct line to God. She needs apostles.
After this.
She needs people to carry this out.
You got to let me play. And don't let me.
This is sick. This is mentally ill, no doubt. This is like, wow.
Well, she's
like,
worse than Cuomo, but with a smile. Like, Cuomo had to scowl. He's like, you're going to do this. She's like, you're going to do this, and you're going to like it. And I'm going to put a, you know, whatever. I'm going to mandate that fire. I'll tell you what, by the way, we'll play
I'm
this.
I'm going to call God. You're going to be my apostles.
All right, here we go. Kathy Hochul speaking in some church somewhere.
I prayed a lot to God during this time.
Mm-hmm. I bet you did.
God did answer our prayers. He made the smartest men and women, the scientists, the doctors, the researchers. He made them come up with a vaccine. That is from God to us.
No credit to Trump whatsoever for clearing the way on all the
regulatory.
If it wasn't for Trump and Operation Warp Speed, the regulatory hurdles to get something like this approved would have taken probably 3 to 4 years, right?
Well, at least.
I mean,
and all of them saying that it was impossible to happen along the
whole way,
It was absolutely not going to happen from, you know, getting the ship to New York City to getting this vaccine out.
Never.
And then they said, oh, we wouldn't take that vaccine. Right. There's no way. Right. There's no way. That was Donald Trump's vaccine. There's no way we're going to take that. Oh, we take office. Okay, everybody's getting the shot, no matter who you are, no matter what
you've
had.
Now we're going to start firing people. But in the beginning, they said, we're not going to mandate it. Don't worry.
No.
And here we are.
As he's getting elected.
How many, 3,000 nurses or more and folks were released from hospital?
10% at ECMC right here. That's a big number. That's a number that they can't afford, by the way.
20%.
Now they're going to send the National Guard in? What kind of training does the National Guard have had when I need to get heart surgery?
Just what they signed up for, the National Guard, right? To go into a nursing home to change somebody's diaper. That's great.
Well,
they're going to love
that. And let me say this. National Guard, get a set of stones and don't listen to them.
I got
to
tell you, I had the same thing. Good friend who's National Guardsman. He was a banker. So, I mean, I'm looking forward to hearing the stories when he scrubs in for the appendectomy. That's going
to
be interesting.
They were in the airport waiting to enlist people with the Communist Party as you're coming off the plane. There was not a chance in hell I was signing any of
they
that.
They didn't
know
not
a chance.
I kept putting memes in the
box. They do know better, though.
They have to take orders, or they'll lose their gig.
Yeah, that's at what point do the police officers and everybody lose their gig? You know what I mean? And at what point do we say enough is enough?
When the people change. That's what has to happen. When the people say enough is enough, right?
The
tough part is, and what's going to happen continuously, is you look at, I'll play some videos of Australia. You don't even have to hear the volume. What's going on there is unbelievable.
And the world
should be outraged. The world should be focused on Australia going, what are you doing?
That's us next. Yep.
What are you doing? What are you doing in Canada? And so on. Let me play more of this clip because this is priceless.
And we must say thank you, God. Thank you. And I wear my vaccinated necklace all the time to say I'm vaccinated.
Because you're all a nut job.
Yes, I know you're vaccinated. You're the smart ones. But you know there's people out there who aren't listening to God and what God wants.
No.
You know this.
You know this.
You know who they are. I need you to be my apostles. I need you to go out and talk about it and say, we owe this to each other. We love each other. Jesus taught us to love one another.
This is the same party that'll abort a baby coming out of the womb.
Honestly, I'd like to ask that question. If you got a direct line to God, what did he say about late-term abortion especially? It's just freaking abortion in general. Let's just talk about right up until the second you give birth.
Yeah.
Did he mention that at all during this whole conversation, Kathy? This back and forth you had with God the other night, was there any of that thrown out there at all? No?
Yeah, that life doesn't matter. Apparently her life, if she gets vaccinated, matter.
Well, this is
what a joke.
I got to play this for you because you're going to...
She's a disgusting human being, by the way. Disgusting human being. To be calling up people... First of all, to not talk about herd immunity, that tells you something right there. To not talk about meaning people that have gotten the virus, who have the best immune system to this thing, they just are totally disregarding. And by the way, for those of you who didn't have the opportunity to listen to the radio show last week, Dr. Paul Alexander was on. We interviewed him for 45 minutes. I would encourage you to go to our Facebook page and listen to that interview. He talks about layering. Layering meaning you had the virus, and now we're going to put a shot in you. And how bad that can be. And all other times where we've tried this in history, and it's either taken your immune system down, so it's actually taking your ability to fight COVID in the future away, or actually other negative consequences that could come. Well, and there's been study after study. He was in front of the CDC, the FDA. Yep. Well, so why aren't they listening? He goes, Mike, it's all political now. Political. They do not care. They do not care. Your daughter is 14. She had COVID. She's got the best... she has the best immune system to fight this thing in the future. They don't care.
I blame
care.
Obama.
They will destroy it. They will take it down just to control you. Just to control. This is all about control at this point. Let's see how far we can get them to do that, da 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 da, because we're going to need to do this again and again and again and again. And it won't be shots. It'll be other things, right? It'll be your money. It'll be your money. Yeah. How much money can we take from
right.
you?
Yeah.
How much money? Shame on you. God, I talked to God, and God wants all your money.
Yeah. That's right. Exactly. That's exactly right. I've got a video where, and the thing is, at this point, and I'm going to play this other, you're going to die when you hear this one. But at this point, we should have the ability to, you know, to have done some actual medical studies on a lot of different things, right? What they do, and Dr. Fauci, I'll find that video after this one. He comes out recently in a video, in an interview, and says, you know, we don't know for certain. But what we do know as far as how long the durability of natural immunity is, but we do know that having the shot in addition to the natural immunity is better. How do we know that specifically? Mm. I just want the follow-up question from the reporter.
Never
be like,
happened before,
Dr.
by the
Fauci,
way.
That's a great point. Can you please cite the specific medical study that shows that a layering of vaccine on top of natural immunity is more effective? Because the answer is you haven't done that study. And whether it's a 6 foot, this is my problem with a lot of this stuff, is that especially with Dr. Fauci, he just completely pulls stuff out of his ass and just makes it up. And the media goes, oh, well, doctor, it's like he's a disciple. He's a god, right? Whatever he says goes. 6 feet to distancing. And then they come out a couple months later and go, you know what, we think it's 3 feet now. Based on what? Because one of the universities actually did a study. And they said, yeah, whether it's 6 feet, 60 feet, we don't think it makes a difference. It's how long you're in the close proximity and the circulation of the air in that space and how long you're exposed to that makes the difference. The distancing doesn't. So you actually have a universe that's a study, finds out that the 6 foot doesn't make any difference, and yet they're still running with it, right? I still see signs up. I still see dots on the ground, right? Stuff that they just completely made up out of thin air. And the media, and they're still doing it. They've done it with Michael Brown, hands up, don't shoot. Now they're doing it with horseback, a border patrol whipping migrants. It's completely debunked some of this stuff, and yet they still run with it. They just make it up. The media doesn't call them on it, and nobody says boo. It's a joke.
There's nothing better than natural immunity. Nothing.
Listen to
this. There is nothing. There never will be anything, I don't think, that's better than that. I shouldn't say never, but to this point, there has never been a time and place where any virus, anything you've received, once you have it, your immune system has the number one best ability to fight it. And proof is that people are getting COVID now after getting the shots. We're hearing story after story after story of I had the shot. Why is that? Well, it's because it's like the flu shot. The flu shot is 30 to 40% effective, right? It's going to help. It's going to hurt, but it's not 100%. Mm-hmm. What is typically 100%? I had COVID. I won't get it again.
Right. That seems to be the case. When you look at that chart that we put up a couple weeks ago, and you look at the reinfection rate of people who have had it, it's not even measurable. It's like a dozen. You know,
right?
So anyway, let me play this video because this is you can't make this stuff up. This is Dr. Leanna Wen, who is now a consultant or medical whatever for CNN, and she is right out of the Communist Party. I mean, honest to God, she might actually report right to Chairman Mao. I'm not, or Xi. I'm not, and maybe Mao too. I'm not quite sure, although he's gone. This is you can't make this stuff up. Listen to this.
And those who are vaccinated, we now know, based on the CDC, they are now able, but with the Delta variant, because they carry so much more virus, they could transmit it to their unvaccinated family members. And so I, for example, even though I'm fully vaccinated, my children are not, because they're too young to be vaccinated. So I need to be now careful for my children because of all the unvaccinated people around us.
Wait a minute.
What?
Hold a second. So you're vaccinated... But because we know that vaccinated people carry a much higher viral load, you still have to be careful and wear a mask because of your unvaccinated kids so that you don't bring it home to your unvaccinated kids, even though you're vaccinated, because you may have gotten it from somebody out there who's unvaccinated. Do you hear yourself? Do you hear this?
And by the way,
can you play that back for yourself and watch it, Leanna?
Your children that have a 0% chance of dying.
Let me play this again.
Zero.
This is worth repeating.
A 0% chance of dying. We can't measure it.
But listen to this. Listen to how does this work up here?
If they cared about it, by the way, it was funny because somebody, I think I talked about this a few weeks ago, somebody at our school board meeting in Alma, New York said, you know, oh, well, we got to be careful for the kids. We got to be careful for the kids. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, we got to wear masks because these kids, you know, we can't have them dying in the school. Okay, well, the pool that's in the school has a way, 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 way higher probability of killing them. Mm-hmm. Why aren't you at the school board meeting talking about filling it in with concrete? Mm-hmm. The road in front of the school.
Don't tempt them. That's one more thing take away.
But the road in front of the school has a higher probability of killing them.
But
true.
Just listen to
walking
this,
across a
But they just can't get this through their brain.
Like,
but
what,
even forget
just
that
so
for a
petrified.
Second. Let's just say it's as deadly as a flu for kids.
No,
just for a second.
It's like
here.
It's really like who's on first.
Listen to this. I mean, she's
who's
nuts.
On first.
Listen to
this. Well, you're vaccinated, so I got to get it because you're not vaccinated, and she could be vaccinated. What?
It's nuts. She says it like she's the authority.
Mentally ill.
And those who are vaccinated, we now know, based on the CDC, they are now able, but with the Delta variant, because they carry so much more virus, they could transmit it to their unvaccinated family members.
Okay.
And so I, for example, even though I'm fully vaccinated, my children are not because they're too young to be vaccinated. So I need to be now careful for my children because of all the unvaccinated people around us. And those...
What? Are you not? That is insane.
I'm vaccinated,
folks.
And if you get vaccinated, you're safe. But I'm vaccinated, and I'm not safe. And I'm not safe because of all the unvaccinated people that could give me, the vaccinated person, the virus.
And I'm going to carry a
high.
And apparently, according to her, vaccinated, and according to CDC, which I don't know is correct. Again, the CDC has made stuff up too.
Yeah.
If
CDC
you're vaccinated, you can carry a
wrong.
Much higher viral load. Well, that doesn't seem like the vaccination's working then. I mean, maybe it is.
You know what's funny
know.
Is they
doesn't
will refer
like
to
it.
The CDC when it helps with the fear.
Right.
But the number one statistic that I got out of the CDC is that only 6% of the 700,000 people actually died of COVID. That, to me, is a big CDC number. That's something that we should all be focused on. By the way, that's a blessing, right? Fauci and his buddies told us 5 million people, 15 million people are going to die. We're looking at about 40,000 people. That's about right.
Well,
that passed
I tell you
away
what,
from,
it would be less
COVID.
If they actually treated people. That's what I keep coming back to is why? I mean, think about this for a second, folks. Now Pfizer is talking about coming out with a pill later this year. They're talking about by the end of this year having potentially a pill that you could take if you've been exposed to COVID or you start exhibiting symptoms. Gee, almost like I don't know, some of the pills that are already out that people are taking, like Joe Rogan. I don't, I'm just thinking, right?
Like the morning after pill?
No, like ivermectin and things like that, you know, the antibiotics. Right, exactly. But but the thing is, so you develop a pill. You have to ask yourself, you know, why, you know, when it came to like a hydroxychloroquine, for example, you had a state attorney general in Ohio barring doctors and pharmacies from prescribing it. Why? A state attorney general. No medical background.
Take it taking it away from Florida. They saw the numbers go way
on
down.
The monoclonal treatments, right.
Yep. Saw people getting healthier and healthier. Saw the emergency room visits way down, something like 70%, right?
Yep.
And they take it away.
Right.
They take it away.
Right. Now Canada.
Why?
Follow the bouncing ball here. Now Canada, if your kid's home sick and you refuse to take a COVID test, they're just going to automatically assume that the kid has COVID. So watch and see, folks, in about a week or so, we'll be hearing about how this is so deadly to kids and how there's a massive outbreak in Canada amongst the school-age kids because they're all unvaxxed and now they're all home sick of COVID. When in reality, they could be home sick of stomach flu, food poisoning, a common cold, a whole myriad of things. But if they don't take a test, if you don't go get your kid tested, they're just going to assume in Canada that they have COVID. Not even like you died of a head-on car crash, but you tested positive. George Floyd died of drug overdose and knee on neck, but listed as COVID, right? You know, these kids could be nothing. They could have broken a leg and be home. They could have gone on a field trip. I'm going to go to Disney. Right? We're leaving.
They don't care.
We're going to Disney.
They don't care.
Well, they can't. They can't. They don't have a Disney.
They know.
We're going
they know
to the maple
40%
syrup
of this.
Factory, whatever.
40 to 50% of this country is too lazy. Same in Canada. Too lazy to actually do the research to see what's going on around them. You know, we Amy was talking to a doctor the other day, and this doctor said, "Oh, Florida is so much worse." You know, she was like
everybody says that.
Friend of the friend, like a psychologist type of
That's
doctor,
what they
not
see on
like
TV.
A heart and lung surgeon, right? And like, where do you get this data? Like, where do you measure that Florida is so much worse than here? Is it deaths? Because that's what I would do. The only thing I would care about is deaths.
Right.
Maybe emergency room visits, but deaths would be number one, right? If you're dying from if there's an outbreak of dry skin somewhere, mm-hmm. you're not going to say, "Oh my God," you're going to measure it by. Did people die from the dry skin, right? That's how I would measure it. Well, guess what? Florida's 30% better off than New York. We've got more people in more congested areas, by the way. The misconception is, oh, my God, Florida has elderly communities where people go down there. And by the way, most of them disregarded the rules altogether, right? When in the middle of COVID, they were all getting together, partying with their friends in the villages and all these communities. How in the world does Florida have a 20% older population, but yet 30% less deaths? And how in the world could anybody say, oh, well, Florida is so much worse than New York?
Because that's what they hear. So I was talking to an attorney yesterday, and he basically said, he goes, well, how are things down in Florida? Because he knew I'd been down there a lot. I said, they're great. Things are great down here. Yeah. We have an awesome governor. He's coming to New York. I think he said, oh, you know, Governor DeSantis is coming to Buffalo this week. Tomorrow, I think he comes to Buffalo. He's raising money, blah, blah, blah. And he started talking about Florida. I said, well, I spent a lot of time down there. So, yeah, it's been great. I mean, Governor DeSantis didn't destroy businesses. He goes, oh, but your infection rates are a lot higher than New York's now. Like, we had it bad at first, but now you guys are getting it. I'm like, no. I said,
no.
But first of all, it depends on how you look at infection rates. But number two, we still have less overall deaths. Like, do you understand mm-hmm. that? We're actually treating people who get COVID here with things like the monoclonal treatments that Joe Biden cut in half, right? We allow doctors to prescribe whatever they wanted to prescribe that they thought was best for their patients, right?
Yep.
Doesn't mean
here,
we have no deaths, right?
Here in New York, we're suing. We have to sue to get that treatment.
Right, exactly.
We've got
it's
attorneys
outrageous.
That are fighting for people that need that treatment. So the numbers are worse.
So you don't have to sue in Florida to get treatment. You can actually get treatment, mm-hmm. right? In fact, Governor DeSantis opened up specific treatment centers. They were monoclonal treatment centers where you go in, you get an IV, and unfortunately, they you know, again, Joe Biden cut that in half. Why? Why would he cut something like that in half, right? You have to ask yourself, why? Because they want to drive the numbers up, because they want to make DeSantis look bad. And for those people that say, Glenn, gosh, this is conspiracy theory stuff, right? The government would never do something like that. Let me again just remind you that governments around the world, communist governments, I know our government's not communist yet, but we're getting darn close, killed 100 million people in the last century. 100 million! 100 million. You don't think an extra couple thousand deaths in Florida to further their political goals is a drop in the bucket to these people?
Well, Glenn, but you could say conspiracy, but this is, it's not even conspiracy. That's what they're doing.
That's what they're doing.
I mean,
what's the excuse?
DeSantis
well,
set up
equality.
Tents.
Other states needed, they said.
DeSantis set up tents so you could get treatment. When he did that, we saw the numbers go down by 70%.
Right.
Emergency room visits went down by 70%.
Yep. They took it away.
Positive or negative, the cause and action, right? So we see what happened. Okay, no brainer. And then he took it away. It doesn't make any sense, conspiracy theory or not, that this is true what happened. It's exactly what happened down there. And it's sickening. It's sickening. But that's the Biden administration.
That's
our mainstream media who has been totally brainwashed and just let them get away with it. They let them get away with it. And the Republican Party is as useless could be. If the Republican Party doesn't start throwing bombs, we should be throwing. You want to spend your money?
Don't show up my house, FBI, you crooks.
Yeah.
Figurative.
But Republican Party
haymakers for sure
on a local level, on a national level, on a state level. I mean, where is the Republican Party to call some of these people out, right? Including some of their own who are voting for some of this garbage in places like New York State, Heroes Act, or this other garbage that they're voting for.
Heroes
right?
Act. They just fired how many thousands of nurses? Heroes Act.
How
what
disgusting is that? How
oh
disgusting is that? So you've got frontline nurses that stuck out throughout this whole entire crisis.
Unreal.
We called them heroes.
Yep.
We sent them food. We sent them care
now
packages.
They're the diseased.
now that this thing has got mutated itself to hardly nothing, we're going to fire them because they don't want to get this shot that they don't believe in.
It's unreal.
Sad. Sad. I saw an NBA player, by the way, stand up yesterday or this morning, I guess it was on TV, and they said, why won't you get the shot? He goes, why is this any of your business? Right. I'm like, good for you. Good for you. Again, he goes, you know what? I'll do what I want to do with my body. It's none of your business. I'm good for you.
Most people I know have been vaccinated. I have no problem with that. I think if you're over 60 years old, if you got a pre-existing condition or a comorbidity, we'll say, absolutely, I would probably take the vaccine at this point. There's probably enough data to say, you know what? It helps to at least lower the chance of hospitalization. It definitely doesn't lower the chance of not getting it at all. I mean, I guess it lowers the chance of getting it, but certainly.
Yeah,
you can't say that you get the vaccination, you're not going to get it, which they did say, by the way. They did say back in March, right? You go back, and we could roll tape after tape. If you get the vaccine, you won't get it. Okay, but people have gotten it with the vaccine, right?
Mm. Well, lots of people,
right? Well, if you get the vaccine, you won't have to wear a mask. How'd that work out, right? Mm. I mean, you got Joe Biden getting his third booster shot in front of the cameras, and I forgot my mask. Oh, yeah, Russell Beckford. Yeah. You got both vaccines. Everyone around you is vaccinated. Everyone's wearing a mask. You're going to jostle back. This is, I mean, honestly, you just can't make this stuff up. It's just lunacy.
Glenn, speaking, by the way, about getting tough, which is what exactly needs to happen, DeSantis this week is investigating Facebook for election interference. It's not going to happen in the communist state of New York. It's not going to happen in California. These people are so deranged. Those states are done. But we do need, and we pray, to get states like Florida and DeSantis to continue to do what he's doing, which is stepping up and being tough on places like Facebook, right? Facebook needs Texas. It needs Florida. It needs these places to build a business. That's where we need to say, you know what? We're going to step up and squash you, just like the Democrats do. They use the state of New York. They use the state of California to start to roll out this liberal garbage throughout the country, right? So are they going to mandate you get a vaccine to get on a federal fight? Probably. I don't know. I'm sure DeSantis will fight that. I'm sure Texas will fight it. But here, you won't be able to land in New York So you won't be able to lay. So, like, okay, I don't really want to go to New York, but I've got a family there. Right. I've got a business there, right? So now they tie your hands. They obviously did it with the Bills, right? Like, we're going to take away any of your concerts. We're going to take away anything fun from you unless you do this. The next step will be, you can get on a plane. You just can't get back to your home in New York. You just can't visit your aunt in California, right? You can't visit your uncle in Chicago anymore. And they'll slowly grind you, and they keep grinding and grinding and grinding. And then you've got the Republican Party. They do nothing. Nothing.
I think part of it is
call these people out.
Yeah.
We were talking about the circus ad with a national campaign that shows
these
hypocrites.
Videos. Right.
Yeah. Your kids have masks on. Let me show you every single one of these dirtbags. Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Here's Obama's party. Right.
Right.
Are you getting this yet, folks?
Well, I think part of it's about the control, right? Part of it is about absolutely we want to just force everything we can down people's throats because that's what liberals like to do. It doesn't matter what it is. They want to – whatever it is that they can feel righteous about is what they want to do, whether it's climate change and taking away your automobiles or whatever they can feel – go home and really feel righteous about by forcing you to do something you don't want to do. That's what floats these people's boat,
as they
right?
climb in their SUV.
Climb in their SUV, right? But they forced you to do something else. That's a huge part of it. The other part of it is that they know they made this thing. They know that they funded, clearly now, all the evidence shows. We haven't talked about that much, but that Intercept newspaper did the Freedom of Information Act. They got all kinds of documents. It is clear as day that Fauci lied to Congress. He should be brought up on charges, no question about it, right? It's absolutely clear he lied to Congress. We in this country, taxpayers, funded the NIH, funded a private organization that funded the Wuhan lab. They knew they were funding. Even Obama wasn't this stupid. Even Obama said, no, we can't possibly continue to do research on gain-of-function stuff. That's way too dangerous. I'm forbidding it. He passed legislation or executive order, whatever he did. He forbid any sort of experiments on gain of function in this country, and he forbid us to fund it. Fauci found a way around it because he thinks he's above the law, and apparently he is because he gets away with lying to Congress, right?
Oh, yeah. He's not going anywhere.
Who's a lifelong bureaucrat, untouchable, right? Untouchable because no, even Trump, why I have no idea Trump didn't fire him and go to the mat to get him out of there. I don't understand it, right?
Yeah.
But he
should have been from week one.
He should have done that, right?
As soon as he found out, he knew where all this came from. We knew it was pretty obvious when China was shutting the rest of China down.
Right.
Shutting the Wuhan, the city of Wuhan down.
Exactly.
But nothing else, right? And then they were saying, hey, you're not allowed to go through China, but you can go to America.
Right.
You can get out of here.
Get on the plane to San Francisco, right? But seriously.
Here's a ticket to New York City.
They're desperate to solve this. They're desperate, Mike. They're desperate to make COVID go away so they can sweep it all under the rug and move on with their lives. Because if there was any sort of fairness in the world, they would be hanging from the gallows at a Nuremberg-style trial is what would happen, right? Because what they have done with the Wuhan lab and what they have done to weaponize this virus, which is exactly what they did, we were so stupid and naive in this country and so arrogant, Dr. Fauci is, that he allowed a lab that is connected to the Communist Chinese Party. I will remind you again that the Communist Chinese Party is guilty of something like 60 to 70 million deaths from starvation, torture, flat-out murder. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're committing genocide right now to the Muslim Uyghurs in their country. Nobody bats an eye, right?
Yep.
Millions of people in slave labor camps is what's going on over there. Mm-hmm. Nobody says a thing,
many,
right?
Many of the heroes of the Democrat Party are saying that they're doing a wonderful job,
so you don't think they'd weaponize a virus?
By the way, Elon Musk this week said China's doing a great job.
You don't think they'd weaponize a
virus? Warren Buffett.
Right?
Warren Buffett is doing a great job. Well, guess what? Who's going to end up making some money out of this whole deal from China? Watch and see. Yeah. It'll be Elon. It'll be Warren.
Right.
They'll end up with another $5 billion out of the mess.
So they're desperate to solve this. They're desperate to make this go away. Everyone's got to get whatever we have to do to mandate, because they think the vaccination is the end-all be-all. They think that if we can get everybody on the planet vaccinated, COVID will magically disappear. Well, I got to tell you, 83% of Americans are either vaccinated or have had the virus. 83%. We shouldn't be dealing with COVID at this point. Why are we?
No.
Because they created a virus that seems to be morphing a lot quicker. I watched a doctor go through a talk, and he talked about the evolution of these things. He goes, it takes decades, sometimes, you know, centuries sometimes, for viruses to mutate to where they can jump from animals to humans, right? It takes a long, long time. What we did is we took that, let's say, 50-year window, and we condensed it to like five months. And so now we have this, think of a super virus. Think of a cockroach. A cockroach is like the super insect of the world, right? They can survive like nuclear blasts. Like they can mutate. They can feed off of each other, anything. They survive no matter what. That's what they built. They built this chimera kind of virus, a Frankenvirus, right? That is absolutely, you know, spreading like wildfire. And fortunately, the death rates, to your point, are way down, thank God. But it's still an issue, right? I mean, I'd like to just to be good. Mm-hmm. They want it to go away. They know what they built. They know exactly what they made. And they're petrified of it. They want to get it gone so they can sweep it under the rug. And unfortunately, with 83%, it looks like it's just going to be like an annual thing now, right? It's just something we have to. And of course, one of the CEOs, I don't know if it was Pfizer or Moderna.
Well, the good news is it'll continue to mutate itself and get weaker and weaker and weaker. And it did. It did get weaker and weaker. I'm telling you, I could see it in our office in the beginning, not this March, but the March before. Yeah. I've told us all the time. Well, there was a few elderly clients that got it. Not only clients, but a few of our reps, the dads, got it. And you could see they had a tough case of it. Now, I think they made it worse by putting them on ventilators and not giving them the treatment they needed. If they had the treatment that they needed, they would have walked out in 2 days, right? But you could absolutely, 3 months later, nobody was in the hospital. We have a very good sampling, 4,000 retail clients here. Nobody was in the hospital. You could see it mutate itself. Right. And they are so desperate to keep the scare going.
But
I don't know, because it's gone. It really truly is gone. When you look at it in comparison to car accidents or drowning or, you know, it's gone. I mean, if to your point, if give them the medicine, it's totally gone. You give them ivermectin, it's over. It's over. Yeah. You can't measure if these people get the right help. The people that actually die from COVID.
Well, when you look at the numbers in Florida, I wish I had that chart handy. When you look at the numbers in Florida from people that went through the monoclonal treatment, and you know, you cited the statistics earlier, it's 70% decline in ER or ICU or whatever. it's massive, the effects and the benefits of the treatments. And that's, honest to God, that's what we should be focusing on. At this point, everybody in the world who wants a vaccine can get a vaccine. Everybody who wants a booster can get a booster. Well, I can't say that. Everybody who wants a second shot can get a second shot. You know, you can't get the third shot yet, but it's available.
I can't
wait.
I want to get a fifth one. I hope I can get a fifth
one. But
it's
like we should be treating this like the flu shot. We recommend it. We think it works. I've never gotten one, but a lot of people do. They swear by it, right? You know, there's like 30 different strains of the flu. They pick three or four. They have to take a wild guess at what they think is going to be the most common. Sometimes they get it right. Sometimes they don't. This is what we're going to have now with coronavirus, which seems to be more spreadable than the flu in different ways because it seems to be more aerosol-based, which remember in the very beginning, they said, no, this is not aerosol-based. And, oh, no. It comes by touching things. Everyone's scrubbing down their food. You know, they're leaving their packages on the porch for days, right? Then they came out later and said, no, this doesn't pass at all by handles or touching things. It's all airborne, right? The flip-flopping back and forth on this stuff.
How about
unreal.
This? They're saying now the plastic things are actually holding the COVID in.
They just said that
the plastic guards.
Which is it? Right, exactly.
Anyway. Right. They're going to save you, put a plastic guard up. Everything they do, it's the opposite. Let's play a video.
Let me play this. Because I'm going to try to play the video on my phone and the audio on my phone and the video here at the exact same time. This is going to be, it might be a little bit off. But the audio is so important to watch. This is just so hilarious. All right, here we go.
Thank you, everyone. On the polling, the president's polling continues to collapse.
Emerald,
if you wear that,
like
how to
shout
at the end.
Next time we'll do it during the briefing.
Okay. Gotta get out of here. That's just
run, Forrest.
Oh
run.
My God, it was just us the best. Okay, on the polling numbers. Oh, okay, gotta go.
The polling numbers continue
to
collapse.
I gotta go. Time's up. Okay.
I wonder, and this is not a hey, you should vote for Trump. I wonder mental midget thinks he's doing a good job.
Oh,
really, truly.
Oh my God.
The border crisis is disgusting.
God, that's
by
out
the
of
way.
Control.
Could turn America into a third world country if we don't get our handle on that, right? But we were in California last week. Let me tell you something. Yeah. That is going down fast.
Yes, it is.
I mean, it is disgusting to see the homeless problem that they have. I mean, it is everywhere. Like,
everywhere.
You're walking out of a nice dinner at night, and you're stepping on homeless people. I went out for a jog in the morning. This is probably 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning, and I see some guy doing, is it hash or heroin or what? He's got a can, and he's, like, trying to do whatever he can to get every last ounce of the drug out of it. And this is right outside of, like, a nice hotel.
Right. Yeah, four-star hotel.
I mean, there's a four-star. And he's not the only one there. It's not like a one-off type of thing.
Crazy.
I'm jogging. I'm, like, going in and out between the homeless people, right? They're crapping right in the streets.
It's unreal.
I mean, who says
we were
this is
on,
working out wonderful?
Just for context, we were staying on Mission Beach. So Mission Beach.
Beautiful
right
place.
On Mission Bay at the Catamaran Hotel. It's a four-star hotel. It's, you know, the rooms overlooking both the Pacific Ocean and and Mission Bay, which is absolutely gorgeous. It's a beautiful
natural resources.
You're talking about multi-million-dollar homes all up and down there, right? You're walking distance from the ocean. You got homes that are worth, you know, $2 to $15 million all up and down there. And you got drugs and people living on the beach. You got homeless everywhere. And it's just accepted. It's like, yeah, no big deal. Yeah, we got a homeless problem because housing's too expensive. Well, you got a drug problem too, right? And I'm telling you, it's a drug problem,
which, by the way, is going to get way worse because we've just opened the borders.
Wide open.
90% of those drugs coming through the border. If we want to actually fight the drug problem, they don't, because if they did, that would be the first place, right? You don't need, my 9-year-old could figure out, okay, honey, we're going to try to fight this drug problem. What is a drug problem? Yeah, well, heroin and stuff. Where's it coming from? Well, it's coming from the southern border. Well, why wouldn't we put a wall there or something to stop it? That would be obvious, right? Yeah.
Okay, back to your point, though, about Joe Biden. You got a border crisis disaster. Afghanistan. We stopped talking about Afghanistan because there's so many disasters going on at the same time.
Yeah.
We still have people there, folks. We have over 1,000, at least 1,000 Americans and American contractors or dual citizenship type folks that helped us, allies, right? We just left them.
Mm-hmm.
We just up and left them. And now the media has been told, right, don't talk about Afghanistan. Okay, so it gets completely wiped off, right? Don't change the narrative. Talk about something else, right? Which is part of the reason why they put these mandates in place, why they're forcing people to lose their jobs, right, while they're taking away the unemployment. Anything they can do to take away the distract from Afghanistan. But you got inflation, right? You got $4 a gallon of gas fast approaching, right? You got a wide open border, walking over the border.
No, it's a, Yeah, sorry. Let's figure out who that inflation is hitting the hardest. Let's see. $4 a gallon, the price of milk and cookies. Do you think Donald Trump is going to be hurt by that?
He's probably.
Do you think Biden?
Back.
Yeah. You think Biden and the Obama family are hurt by that? I mean, let's just say Michelle Mybelle's got a really beautiful SUV, one of those big black Suburbans. Yeah. Her gas prices just went up from $35 bucks to fill that tank to $80. Yeah. But you know what? She's worth $60 million. So I think she's okay. Right. All the poor and the middle class, the very people that you profess to help, they're getting smacked in the head the hardest.
I think the worst might be, you know, going back to Milton Friedman and spending other people's money on other people. I think the worst might actually be spending other people's money on yourself. And when you look at the Obamas, I think you are right there, right? That is probably the worst, right? That's where you're going to abuse the money the most. When you're spending other people's money on other things, on other people, right?
Right.
Yeah, you don't really care about controlling costs, but you're really not out to necessarily care about the quality either. But, man, when you're spending other people's money on yourself, boy, caviar all around, right? I mean,
they do it well.
They do it well. You know, everything.
They do it well. What you do is in the middle of a pandemic that you're telling everybody they're going to die from, you get this tent that's the size of a baseball stadium, and you have the largest, biggest party on the taxpayer dime that there's ever possible. And when you say taxpayer dime, they probably have a foundation that they ran the money through, like the Clintons do. So the Clintons have this huge party. But you could call it a wedding for their daughter that was $13 million bucks. You can call it whatever you want, right? Huge party, to your point, other people's money, shelling it through the foundation and spending lavishly
on themselves. Well, it's okay, because this is
disgusting.
There's not going to be anybody left to hold these people accountable, because this
isn't now.
Let me play.
There isn't now. Outside of podcasts like this, who holds them accountable?
But
nobody.
But I'm talking about kids that are coming up now through college that are becoming, you know, I'm watching this girl here. I'll put the screenshot up here, but I won't play the video on here. It's amazing, really, how ignorant this girl is. And let's see here. Let me just find the screenshot so you can see who it is. Let's see here. Whoops, I'm on the wrong screen. Da, 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 da. God, I wish this was easier on this program, but it just isn't. There we go. Here we go. This Wizard of Smart right here is just awesome. I think she actually is a writer for the Washington Post, but this is just scary. I mean, you want to talk about economically illiterate, and we're going to play a Jen Psaki video after this where she goes, no, they're not going to pass on higher taxes and prices. That doesn't happen. But but this is the mentality now of the people that are supposed to be holding these people to account, right? And look at the shit-eating grin on Stetler's face here. It's hilarious, right? Let me go here.
About the coverage of these budget battles.
I gotta get to that part of it. We gotta get the grin. We gotta get to the grin.
He's a real genius, this guy.
There we go. Here's the grin. We'll just hold it right in the grin. Right there. There we go. we'll keep it.
They're not gonna pass
it right there.
Time,
look at how happy he is. No. Okay, now you can hear the audio in context.
Change about the coverage of these budget battles if you could change anything right now.
So there are so many things, but I think my number one priority would be more discussion of what's actually in the bill as opposed to this top line figure, which itself is misleading, of $3.5 trillion. There are good ways to spend a huge sum of money.
Sure.
There are bad ways to spend a huge
sum of
money.
Tell us about the good ways.
But the kind of media coverage that we've been getting doesn't really explore whether the kinds of things that are in this bill are meritorious or not.
Oh.
I'd love to see more people commenting about, should we invest in childcare this way or paid leave that way or in climate. Instead, it's about the number.
And why is the number misleading? Why is that $3.5 trillion figure misleading?
Because it doesn't really represent anything.
Yeah.
It's this weird shorthand that's been used, but in fact, the bill itself will not cost.
Weird shorthand. I don't know. I like to call it our monetary system. I'm just thinking out loud here, right? I mean,
maybe because the bill is being proposed rebuild our roads and bridges bill, but that's all bullshit. So
$5 trillion.
I mean, seriously. I mean, it's just a number. I mean, we just shorthand. This gets better though.
Who cares?
In the sense that
$50 trillion.
No big deal.
Entirely or at least partly paid for. So the actual cost in terms of deficits will be smaller than that, perhaps even zero. Although I think that's unlikely.
Yeah.
And it's not even fully spending. It's not really right to call it a $3.5 trillion spending bill, because there's probably about $1 trillion of tax cuts in it too.
Oh.
So it's really hard to boil down the essence.
Who are those for? I can't wait for that. Who are those?
Are they for the poor that don't pay any taxes?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I got it. Okay.
I mean, just unreal, because
they're sure in the heck not for just the people who are paying the most amount of taxes. That's for sure. We've already talked about increasing their taxes. What a joke.
Economic illiteracy is priceless. Let me find this Psaki. Oh, it really is. She's just a flat out.
It really
is.
And there's a huge part of that party, by the way, that really believes that the poor are actually paying taxes.
No, they have no idea.
The middle, even the middle class. I mean, when you look at the tax rate now, the only thing that's been happening over the last bunch of years is we've increased, actually since the beginning of taxation, we've increased the taxes on the upper class, and I would say the upper middle class and the upper class, and then we continue to always say, and whether it's Democrats or Republicans, we're not going to cut the middle class. We're not going to raise the middle class. So really, the tax structure has been very favorable to the middle class and the poor. The poor don't pay anything. They get money back, right? So you're always, the discussion is always the upper middle class and the wealthy. And then there's the really, really uber wealthy who get in line with the Democrats because they know that they're not going to touch the capital gains tax that
much.
Those
are the ones
that
are getting the tax breaks in this $3.5 trillion bill.
Well, they're getting money back, right? So Warren Buffett, to your point, if Warren Buffett's, if the capital long-term capital gains rate goes from 20% to 28%, but Warren gets another $40 million from every single municipality in the country, who gives a crap whether he pays another 8%? It really doesn't matter, right? The same is going to be true with Apple Computer or Tesla, right? Tesla's going to get, they just got $1 billion from the city of Buffalo, right?
No,
or New York State to do their miserable failure project on the waterfront, right? What does he care if it goes from 20 to 28%? Yeah. You keep it, guess what? You guys want to hand me $1 billion? I'll take my tax rate from 20 to 28%. Yep. Gladly.
No problem.
Just keep handing me billions all over
the country.
Right. Not
there
a problem. I'll pay you the 28% back.
So this is Psaki now. When asked about whether companies would increase costs for consumers, would increasing taxes on corporations mean higher costs for consumers?
Economically illiterate.
Either that or just flat out
illiterate.
I can't tell which, maybe both.
Probably a little both.
This is her answer.
I want to ask you about what Republicans are pointing to in the analysis from the Joint Committee on Taxation. Mm-hmm. They say, according to, if I've read the chart correctly, more than 16% of taxpayers would see their taxes increase
16%?
Under the bill that's approved by the House Ways and Means Committee. Will the president sign that bill as it is coming out of that committee, or will he insist on the changes so that he will maintain his commitment that taxes won't go up on people making $400,000 a year?
I have not looked at the document or the report that you have put out. Mm. Obviously, the president's, or that you have referenced, I should say, that the Republicans put out. Obviously, the president's commitment remains not raising taxes for anyone making less than $400,000 a year. There are some, and I'm not sure if this is the case in this report, who argue that in the past, companies have passed on these costs to consumers. I'm not sure if that's the argument being made in this report. Mm. We feel that that's unfair and absurd, and the American people would not stand for that. But I will take a closer look at this report.
I wonder, are the American people standing for the higher gas prices right now after they raised the cost because they took away all the drilling? Are people paying higher costs for utilities right now because of all the regulatory garbage they put in there and the green energy stuff? Yeah. Are people standing for that, or did they just say, you know what? I'm not buying that latte from Starbucks anymore because, son of a gun, I'm not paying $5. Really? Yeah. It's absurd and unfair, and consumers wouldn't stand for it. Well, I got to tell you, consumers don't have a choice. Right?
Guess what? If you want to eat, you're going to pay.
See, I like
food.
You're
going to eat.
I like steaks, right? I like those kind of things, right? Yeah. Those are all higher, right? Food costs. I wish I could find this clip. Maybe one last clip I can find before the end of the show here. It goes back a ways. It's awesome. I can't remember. It's like the Commerce Secretary or something. The guy goes, well, if you take out like things like poultry and beef and pork and
housing
and fresh fruits and
gas.
Vegetables, most other things aren't actually up. Oh, okay.
That's the index they use, by the way.
That was awesome.
They pull out food. They pull out energy. They pull out the stuff that you actually need to survive.
I don't think I can find that. That goes back a while. That's a couple weeks old. But, man, that's a priceless one. That's just a classic. Well, if you take out things like chicken and, meat, most other costs of things are actually down at the grocery store. Okay.
You can't make it up, folks.
Okay.
Can't make it up.
All right.
All right, we'll wrap up.
All right. If you need us throughout the week, folks, we do manage money for a living. Actually, talk a little finance there. And spending won't matter until it does matter, right? And the big government spending of, trillions and trillions of dollars. This won't pass the Senate anyways. I don't think it's going anywhere. I hope, because the tax increases in here are ridiculous. But when they say it's going to affect 16% of Americans, that means they're raising tax on the middle class, too. I'll do Joe Biden. That means they're raising tax on the middle class, too. No secret. We all know. It's not a joke. No secret. All right. If you need us throughout the week, again, 833-FIN-GUYS. It happened to Mike. Mike seems to be gone all of a sudden. What did I do here? Did I screw something up? I think I lost Mike. Well, anyway, I'll wrap it up here. On behalf of Mike Lomas, I'm Glenn Wiggle with the Financial Guys. Go to our website, thefinancialguys.com. You'll find not only all the things that we do, but all of our social media links as well, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and more. And don't forget, if you like what you saw today, we do appreciate it. If you're watching on YouTube, give us a thumbs up and subscribe to our channel. It helps us a lot, and you'll be notified when we release any new information. Again, thefinancialguys.com. On behalf of Mike Lomas, I'm Glenn Wiggle. We are the Financial Guys, and we'll see you on Saturday on the Financial Guys Radio Network.